Name this tune, Neil.
Oh, boy. Is there any hint?
We just played it this morning.
People say a man made out of mud. Well, 16 tons?
16 tons with the kazoo here this morning.
Didn't we do that yesterday, or was that today?
Boy, you're way off. It was earlier this morning.
It was. Okay.
We played 16 tons this morning. You think 3 hours ago or 2 hours ago, you think that was yesterday? Your sense of time. We need to check the flux capacitor that you have strapped to your back.
I'm not that smart.
We have a Bob Almanac salute to do today.
Are you sure all Rhoda would do is just listen?
Well, I guess about here is where Rhoda would have made a joke, you know, to sort of relieve the tension.
I'm sorry, I'm not very good at jokes.
That's okay, I guess I'm just really tense about tomorrow.
This priest is playing golf with his rabbi.
We are saying goodbye to Georgette, the woman who, much, much younger than Ted Baxter, became Ted Baxter's wife on Mary Tyler Moore.
And was a perfect fit.
She was Georgette, and her name was Georgia. Georgia Engel. All of a sudden, she'd just show up on a show as somebody's wife or somebody's mother. She was on Coach. She was on Everybody Loves Raymond. She was on Two and a Half Men. But everybody remembers her as Georgette Baxter.
Yes.
And she passed away at the age of 70 yesterday. Sad to hear.
Yep.
Another Bob Almanac salute. Today, Tuesday, April 16th, 160th day of the year, 259 left to go. Again, at the end of the almanac, we're going to announce our summer song of the day for the Ultimate Summer Six-Pack. 1962 is all the further we're going back. This is very odd for the almanac to only be going back to 1962.
Mm-hmm. Good evening from CBS News headquarters in New York. Civil War threatens Algeria tonight.
Walter Cronkite made his debut on the CBS Evening News, succeeding Douglas Edwards as the anchor man. He was the most trusted man in America. That's the way it is. You know, I was reading something. When he first started, he would ask listeners and tell listeners to read about these stories in tomorrow's papers.
Oh.
The CBS suits did not like that.
Oh, I suppose.
So then he changed his sign-off line to that's the way it is.
And how many years was
history.
He?
Almost 19 years.
Yeah.
Because he stepped down about 82. Wasn't
right.
it early 80s?
Yeah.
That was in 62.
And he did You Are There.
72.
On behalf of the people of the United States, I am pleased to be here and accept the precious gift of the pandas and also these other mementos.
The other mementos, of course, being panda droppings.
Ooh.
That's Pat Nixon, our first lady, day 1972, welcoming the pandas to the zoo in Washington, D.C. From China. That was in 72.
Very cool.
Now in 82.
I am pleased and proud to be with you today. Not only to celebrate the patriation of the Constitution, but to rejoice in Canada, its past, its present, and its future.
So if you are Canadian or have a little Canadian in you, this is a big day, because just think about this. It wasn't until 1982 that Canada was fully free of the UK. They were not fully free.
Really?
Finally, yes. They became a nation free of Britain, and they became an autonomous nation. 1982. That was Queen Elizabeth proclaiming Canada's new constitution in effect.
It's like Independence Day for them.
Well, yes, exactly. And, Britain just didn't give up her her colonies easily.
No.
We had to fight for it. Exactly.
No.
And then in 87, you know, we love our patents here on Bob. It was on this date that the U.S. Patent Office, 1987, began allowing people to patent new animals created by genetic engineering. So we could go back in the Bob lab, engineer a new animal, and we could patent it.
Wow.
You know, something with wings or a unicorn or something.
I got time after 10.
That was in 87, 99.
One of the world's most talented athletes is retiring. It is true what somebody said today. There was Babe Ruth and Muhammad Ali and Michael Jordan and Wayne Gretzky. Many would say the greatest hockey player there's ever been.
It was fitting that he retired in the year 99. He
yes,
wore number 99.
Yeah, he did.
The all-time greatest. His records will never be broken.
I would say
single
he
season
is.
Or career.
You can't really deny.
Because they don't play that way in the NHL.
No.
They'd have to make the nets the size of soccer nets. in order for people to get close to Wayne Gretzky's numbers. He retired on this date. He was playing for the New York Rangers, which looked a little weird. That was in 99. Same day, Shania Twain. You know her?
I do.
Became the first woman to be named a Songwriter Artist of the Year by the Nashville Songwriters Association International. She'd won plenty of CMAs, ACMs, and Grammys and whatever else up to that point. But this was for songwriting. That's pretty important.
It is.
And that's a feather in her cap in 99. Sad news in 07.
The deadliest campus shooting in U.S. history. At this afternoon hour, at least 30 people believed to be killed on the campus of Virginia Tech University.
That was the Virginia Tech shooting. This date, 2007, 32 people were killed. The gunman, who was a 23-year-old Cho Sing-hai, turned the gun on himself. He was also one of the casualties. 2007, 2013, murder, she wrote.
Football broadcaster Pat Summerall has died. The Dallas Morning News first to report his death. Summerall's distinct voice called a record 16 Super Bowls. He was pro football place kicker for the Giants before beginning his legendary broadcasting career. As many of you well know, he called games with John Madden before retiring in 2002.
He sure did. They were a great team, he and Madden. Pat Summerall had a minimalist approach to play-by-play.
Yeah.
Just letting, especially doing television, let the pictures tell the story.
Yep.
You know, he would say, Aikman, Irvin, touchdown. That's what he would do.
Yeah.
What else more did you need? You didn't need somebody screaming and yelling and going over the top.
He was
Pat
great.
Summerall, 82. Heck of a kicker, too.
Yeah, he was. He was a good player.
And then 2 years ago,
dark suits with baggy trousers, bowler hats and walking sticks, and, of course, the trademark mustache. 662 people, all dressed as Charlie Chaplin's character, the Tramp. It's claimed to be a world record.
It was a world record. Not just claiming to be. This date in Switzerland, 662 Charlie Chaplin lookalikes broke the record in Switzerland. Did you know Charlie Chaplin once entered a Charlie Chaplin lookalike contest and he placed third?
And he didn't win?
He didn't win.
Oh.
He clandestinely entered. They didn't know he was in there. I mean, how could you miss him? And he finished third.
That's awesome.
2017 birthdays.
I love you. No use to pretend. There, I've said it again.
The soft, smooth,
That's fine, crooning.
What more can I say? Believe me.
Bobby Vinton, the smooth sounds of Bobby Vinton, 84. He ruled the late 50s and early 60s. He's 84 today.
Yes.
They know him just by the name of, you still call him Lou, I think.
Yeah.
But most people call him Kareem.
Kareem.
I know you. You're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You play basketball for the Los Angeles Lakers.
I'm sorry, son, but you must have me confused with someone else. My name is Roger Murdoch. I'm the co-pilot.
Roger. He was good in airport. And then when he wasn't in airport.
Airplane.
Yeah. And when he wasn't in airplane, he was hauling Walton and Lanier up and down the court.
Right.
Because he didn't hustle back on defense.
Master of the sky hook, though.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the all-time leading scorer. Will LeBron James catch him? He's only like two or maybe 3 years at current pace from that, so we'll wait
probably
and see.
Will.
Here's Mr. Excitement.
Coach, were you happy or annoyed that Trump read the letter?
Seattle.
Well, your team's always been good at keeping outside distractions on the outside. Given the nature of this presidential race,
Seattle.
Did you find it helpful to talk to the players about this?
He's trying to get him back on task. It's on to Seattle. That's Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Won another Super Bowl. All he does is win. He's got how many rings now?
Like six.
Six.
He's not the most likable fellow.
No, he isn't, but he gets the job done. Mm-hmm. And that's all that matters. Bill Belichick, 67 today.
How can we dance when our earth is turning?
The time has come.
How do we sleep while our beds are burning?
The safe has passed. That's my impersonation of the lead singer of Midnight Oil, Peter.
That's pretty good.
Peter Garrett, 53. He was born in 53. That makes him what, 66 today. Happy birthday. He's from here.
Runaway train never going
from the group Soul Asylum, Minneapolis based.
Sure.
David Perner,
nice.
55 today. He was one of the Two and a Half Men.
Wait.
If you don't come, she'll think I told you not to come.
There is that possibility.
That's your plan, isn't it? To make me look petty and insecure.
Alan, I don't have to plan for that.
Well, let me tell you something.
John Cryer. Happy birthday to him. He's 54. You know, he's currently playing Lex Luthor in Supergirl.
Oh,
which
is
fitting because I think he was Lex Luthor's nephew in Superman 4, Quest for Peace.
Okay.
He was Ducky in Pretty in Pink. John Cryer, 54 today. Do you know what movie this is from, Neil?
No, no, I want to fish a red undercover knife to do it and get ready by Lee Russell.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
You know what movie that's from?
Yeah, the one that you say that I've never seen.
You don't know the title of it. Are you Hindu?
Yeah.
That's A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
And Peter Billingsley, who plays Ralphie,
right,
is unbelievably 47 today.
Whoa.
And our rapper of the day is Chance the Rapper. And if it's in his name, so he must be. He's Chance
like
the Rapper.
Dean Chance?
Chance the Rapper, 26.
Chance the wide receiver. Gone but not forgotten. He was famed aviator. He, along with his brother Orville, became the first men to fly an airplane. We're talking about Wilbur, 1867, for Wilbur Wright. Speaking of Charlie Chaplin, this was the day.
That's why they get.
And the little tramp, Charlie Chaplin, born on this day, 1889, great silent actor. When the talkies came, didn't have a very good voice. So
it hurt
out.
Him.
It was out. Yeah, it did not help him at all. Academy Award-winning actor Peter Ustinov. He won Oscars for his roles Spartacus and others. Peter Ustinov, 1921. Henry Hank Mancini. There is one of his works right there. He won Oscars for the movies Breakfast at Tiffany's,
it's Baby Elephant Walk,
Days of Wine and Roses, and the list goes on and on. Henry Mancini, 1924. She was Miss U.S. Television, Edie Adams.
Born on a mountaintop. In Tennessee. Greenest day. In the land of the free.
That's her doing Marilyn Monroe, yeah. Singing the Davy Crockett song.
Sure. Well, she was on the Ernie Kovacs show, and more importantly, she was in It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. Of course, Edie Adams,
you
born on this
Mads
day.
In there?
There's four of them. It's she was born on this day, 1927. Jazz musician Herbie Mann. Not Herbie Hancock, Herbie Mann, 1930. And Dusty Springfield, 1939.
You don't have to stay forever, I will understand.
Believe she had a number of colossal hits.
Yes, she did. Very beautiful, talented Dusty Springfield, 1939. What about Jerry Rafferty?
No, dear, and then you'd be happy. Just one more.
This is a great kazoo song, by the way.
Oh, it would be.
You're crying now.
Oh, no. Are you done now?
No. It's my show.
No. You don't have to remind me.
You know, you never... I did that song one time with a kazoo. You couldn't get it.
Oh.
No wonder, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm good, but I'm not that good. Jerry Rafferty, he was born on this day, 1947, right down the line there, Baker Street, others. And what about Selena, 1971? She was shot, right? Or
shot by her fan club president.
That is just sad. Selena, born on this day, 1971. They're all... gone, but not forgotten.
Okay, we have one more item of business, one more item up for bids here on The Price is Right, and that would be our Ultimate Summer Six-Pack Song of the Day. When you hear this song, be caller 6, win the no-name stakes, and then be in the drawing on Friday for the tickets to six of the biggest music events throughout the summer, of which Neil got all six of them earlier this morning. The song
from memory.
From memory, yes. And that's what we demand. We don't like things written down here on the Bob Morning Show. You write things down, it goes to the shredder. Blackhawk, I sure can smell the rain. Listen to that. Listen for that later on as you listen to Bob between 2 and 4. And when you hear that song, be caller 6 and you'll be in on the fun. Easy as that.
Easy as that.
Okay, I'll be in studio for the All Request Lunch Hour. I will be leaving my kazoo in the drawer during the All Request Lunch Hour so you can feel safe that you can come out and let the women and children outside. Would you like to start your Bobathon with Clay Walker if I could make a living? Steve Warner, Kansas City Lights, or Roddy McDowell and the theme to the plant? No, Rodney Crowell and Above and Beyond.
Yeah, I haven't heard that for a long time. Let me do Rodney Crowell here.
All right, here it comes. It's on the way. That is, ladies and gentlemen, the Bob Almanac.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD.